don't want to set the world on fire.
So, like,
fire.
It would be just a great help to me if you just killed yourself, because that means I don't have to deal with it, and that would just be, oh, gosh, you're so annoying. You're so annoying. I really want you to
in
die.
My
like,
heart,
if you just did that for me, I would love you.
Desire.
And, yeah. All right, bye, Mom. Kisses.
And that one is you. No one else will do. I've lost all in... Okay, I'm done.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to Power Play Podcast for yet another week of the podcast. It's yet another episode. It's the next episode, actually, by Dr. Dre and Snoop Doggy Dogg and, of course, Spider Junkie. And, yeah, this is episode, I think, 18, if I'm not... if I do my math correctly and I am keeping up with my own podcast. Yeah, episode 18. It's a Monday. August 31st. I don't know if this is going to come out on August 31st. It might come out on September 1st. But either way, I'm recording this on the Monday. I should stop doing that. I should stop doing it on Monday because I never get it out if I do it on Monday. I should do it on Sunday or even on Saturday. But I don't know. I digress. So, what am I going to talk about this week? Well, I know that you're... You always come here for just some really rich stories and some nice news that you couldn't get anywhere else, right? Some exclusives. But that's why. Why do you come here for that? If you don't know about the things that I'm talking about right now, or each episode, then, I don't know. I pick some pretty generic stuff. I talk about myself, too, but I pick things that I'm interested in, I guess, pop culture, but excluding all the bullshit, I guess. Yeah. Things that I am interested in, like a.k.a. Video games, comic books, and movies. That's the three, like, heavy hitters that I'm really interested in, and they kind of go together in a way. Like, comic books go with movies. They can. Let's see, video games go with movies as well, sometimes. Comic books, movies, yeah, sure. It's a circle. It's nice. I like things that connect together, you know? Jesus, what the fuck is this podcast going to? All right, so, welcome back for another installment. I love you guys. I'm going to say that right off the bat, because I always say it at the end. And I don't know if you hear it. I love you. Like, right now I'm drinking... like juice out of my Carnage mug that I got out of my loot crate. Hold on. Oh, that's really good. It's that V8 Fusion juice or whatever. Because I'm still freaking staying off soda and all that garbage. I've actually been doing pretty good. I think it's been 2 weeks that I've been off of caffeine. Carbonated drinks in general. And I've been eating healthier. I haven't had any fast food. And I haven't had anything like in a box, like a preservative shit. I've been doing pretty good. I've been making my own food and actually like caring about what I put in my body for once, which I never did before. I never really gave an absolute shit about what I shoved in my face. I would just eat anything because, I mean, if you guys don't know me personally, I have the metabolism of a. What has a really high metabolism? I guess humans, but I don't know. It's insane. Like, it's insane how skinny I am and how much I eat, how much garbage I eat, and I'm still able to keep the exact same figure for, I guess, when did I actually start getting really skinny? I guess I was, like, starting high school, like, maybe 14 years old. That's when I, like, kind of got... I got taller, and I just slimmed out, and I stayed that exact same, like, look forever. And I feel like I'm going to be like that forever. And I'm fine with being skinny, but I have a feeling, like, it will come crashing down, and it'll burn me at one point. So I better start eating healthy now before I get past the metabolism where it's not as rapid, and I get screwed. And I'm already used to the fatty stuff, and that's all I'm used to, so I just keep eating and eating all that stuff. So, yeah, I might as well train myself now while I have some time left. I don't want to have to, I don't know, start doing it after it's already hit me, you know, because that's not good, you know? It's bad to do things after they already happened to you. It's like, oh, I'm going to stop smoking once I get lung cancer. Kind of like I mean, that's a bad analogy, but I mean, it's kind of the same thing. Like, yeah, I'll stop drinking sugary drinks when I get a kidney stone, which I'm very surprised I don't have, or I haven't gotten yet. So maybe this will be my retribution phase, I guess, my relapse. Because I used to have maybe two sodas a day, and I had at least two or three energy drinks a week. That's on average. Sometimes it was more, sometimes it was a little bit less, but it was pretty consistent like that. And then on top of that, which is all the sweets and sugar and sodium and crap. But now I've been eating a lot healthier with chicken and rice, and I've gotten some. I just like made my own meals and froze them for the entire week, and I've been doing pretty okay. Yeah. So enough about me, kind of. And let's move into some things that I want to talk about. Oh, first off, I watched a movie this week. I watched the movie Brazil. And if you guys haven't seen this movie, it's about 2.5 hours long. It's pretty good. I liked it. I was a little confused at the end and all throughout, honestly. But it's definitely something that I want to go watch again, because a lot of it is so insanely random. It's a big satirical film about a lot of things, actually. It's really hard to explain because it's kind of futuristic, and it just plays on a lot of, I don't know, it has a lot of different themes. It's hard to talk about, but it's really good. Yeah, I think it's a 1983 film. Yes, I'm almost certain it's 83. But I watched it, and I really liked it. I'm going to go watch it again ASAP, so check it out if you like things that make you go, what the fuck, which I do. I like movies that like that a lot. Like Clockwork Orange, that was a pretty good, like, what the fuck. So yeah, and Inception, a little bit, kind of. But freaking Brazil is, like, way, it's like Inception times 10 of the WTF factor, so... Yeah. Oh, man. So moving on to actual topics. I already told you about the story for the week. It's pretty much just me dealing with life. And kind of, yeah, just doing my own thing. So this week, we actually got a couple confirmations. And namely, the Civil War sides have been, like, shown off in some artwork. Or actual, official posters, I guess. The sides, if you don't know, Team Iron Man is going to be Iron Man, Black Widow, Vision, War Machine, and Black Panther. Now, that sounds pretty, like a heavy hitter, you know? That sounds, like, insanely hard to beat. But, and then we got Captain America's team, and it's Captain America, Hawkeye, Falcon, Agent 13, which is Agent Carter, Ant-Man, and Bucky Barnes, which is the Winter Soldier. Now, comparing the two teams, who seems like they're more, I guess, stronger, like, as a team? I would say definitely Iron Man's team is looking OP, like overpowered right now, because they got the freaking Vision on their side. Yeah, like, I mean, Vision? Ugh. I think the most powerful out of the Captain America team is Captain America, and I guess Ant-Man, too, because he can... He's powerful in his own way, not necessarily, like, strength-wise, but... I mean, he can... Jeez. These teams feel very, I don't know... Like, the weight of them are not really fair. But that's okay, because, I mean, it is kind of, like, staying towards the comics, and that's... I don't know how this is gonna go. I don't know if there's gonna be death in this movie, which I hope there is. I hope there's gonna be some people that die. Like, actual, like, legit major characters that die. I mean, they probably won't... They're not going to kill off Black Panther, because he just came in to do the mix. They're probably not gonna kill Ant-Man, because he just got started as well. They might kill Bucky... I don't think they would kill AG-13 either, or Agent Carter, Peggy Carter. But maybe. I mean, she's been introduced once or twice, and then she's also in the TV show as well. Maybe. I don't know. Falcon? Yeah, I don't know. They don't have that many black characters on their lineup, so they probably need to keep him around. They have freaking War Machine and Falcon, and that's about it. And oh, and now Black Panther. So, well, maybe. Okay, so maybe one black guy will die. I hope not. I don't want it to happen, but I mean, I'm trying to figure out who would die. Hawkeye might die. They were really hitting at Hawkeye dying in Avengers Age of Ultron. And honestly, I was a little bummed when he didn't die. When Quicksilver saved Hawkeye from getting killed, and then got killed himself, which was very sad. Because Quicksilver was a kind of cool character. Even though I didn't like his accent, like, the way he acted with the accent, it was weird. But, I don't know. It was pretty okay. So, that's the teams, and what I've been noticing, and what people have been talking about, is where is Scarlet Witch? And Spider-Man. But mostly, where's Scarlet Witch? I assume that they're not gonna, kind of blow their load with Spider-Man just yet. They're probably going to show him off in a different way. They're going to like save it up until the actual movie starts, or maybe they may not even show any Spider-Man footage until the movie actually comes out, which would be cool because I want to go in like as blind as I can. But Scarlet Witch, now it was rumored a while ago that the reason Civil War starts is because Scarlet Witch kills a lot of people, or like she makes a building like collapse, and then that kills a lot of people, and then the Superhero Registration Act. I don't know. I just heard that she gets locked up because she accidentally like makes a big building fall because she's fighting Crossbones, and then yeah, she's blocked up the entire movie or something like that. But or maybe she goes rogue, and maybe she goes the villain route again. She's like, ah, fuck the Avengers. I don't need them. I'm going to be a villain like I always was. So I don't need to be manipulated to be a villain. I'll be my own villain. And I'll avenge my brother. No, I'm just kidding. So, yeah. Where could she be? That sounds plausible that she would be locked up. But will they, like, I don't know, will they touch on that? Will they show her being locked up? Or will they just be like, she's not in this movie, so let's not talk about her. And also Hulk, too. Hulk is, he left the city in Avengers Age of Ultron in a plane, but where did he go? I don't know. So I kind of doubt he's going to be in this movie, especially because I haven't heard Jack Squat about him actually being like in any scenes or anything like that. But Spider-Man is definitely going to be in this movie. And I'm really looking forward to seeing who he fights against, if all the rumors are true. And also, I just want to see him in action. Like, I want to see his new costume. I want to see the new actor, Tom Holland. And I also want to see how they like the chemistry works together, I guess, because he's gonna be in Avengers Infinity War, and I want to kind of like, it's gonna be like a little bit of a toe in the water, you know, just like a little bit of a tip, you know, just to test it out. And if it works, then great. I'm kind of afraid of Spider-Man's lines being a little too cheesy, but honestly, that's kind of true to the character, so it's kind of like, I don't know, it's hard to walk the line between cheesy and, I guess, too cheesy. Like it's fine to be a little cheesy and be a little, like, have, like, witty comebacks and stuff like that, but there's a certain point where it's just too much, man. Hold on. All right, sorry about that. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, Spider-Man. So, yeah, I'm just looking forward to seeing what's going to be the on-screen chemistry between everyone with Spider-Man there, because he's going to be the outlier, I think, other than Ant-Man. Ant-Man's also going to be some comic relief, but I think Spider-Man's also going to be some sort of comic relief, but we'll see. I'm looking forward to seeing some kind of little bit of a tease in a trailer at some point before the movie comes out, but I don't want to be I don't want to be spoiled of anything. If it's like the best like scene in the movie where Spider-Man is fighting or something like that, I don't want to see that. I want to be surprised. And I know that even if I try to stay away from the trailers, I'm eventually going to, somebody's going to talk about it, or I'm going to see something accidentally, or somebody's going to show me something, or something. Because they know I like Spider-Man, and they're just like, oh, dude, did you see this? Like, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, fuck. So, yeah. Huh. So that's the struggle I'm currently going through, is trying not to get too spoiled of anything, ever. But that's the way it is with most movies. I try not to, like, look too far into it, because I know that if I do, then I'm going to spoil it for myself, and then that just ruins all the fun when I go into the theater. So, yeah. Yeah, girl. So, on to other movie news, I guess, kind of. We got a look at Michael Fassbender as the new Assassin's Creed movie character, the main character, and it's pretty cool how they're going the route of a totally different, totally new, like, storyline. With a different, like, main character. It's not Desmond Miles anymore, and they're not doing any of the previous assassins. But his character is going to be called Callum Lynch, and he looks pretty cool in the promotional picture, and I'm actually kind of looking forward to this movie now. I'm always very skeptical about video game turned into movies, just because they're never really that great. Like, Prince of Persia was aight, just there's a lot of video games that should be turned into movies, and then they try, and then it ultimately fails because it's just not as good. There's no way it could be as good as an interactive version of that movie, you know? But I don't know. I'm trying to think of an exception that was a video game at the beginning, and then it turned into a movie. And it usually goes the other way around. It usually does movies to video games, and usually those suck too. I mean, it's just hard to like jump different mediums and still be good or even better, you know? It's hard to be great on one platform and then also do just as well on another. If you can do that, then that's pretty great, you know? That's awesome. Like the new Mad Max video game that's coming out, I think tomorrow, like September 1st, is not really based off of the Fury Road movie, but it kind of loosely is, but it doesn't actually like follow anything like to a T. So, I mean, that looks pretty good. It looks like a pretty cool concept, how it's, I mean, just the game mechanics and all that stuff. So, I don't know, man. Just video game movie, just they need to stay with one, and that's it. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's a cool idea, and I do want more from that. Like there's a Sly Cooper movie coming out next year, as far as I know, and I saw the trailer for it. It looks, the characters don't look anything, well, they do, a little bit, but they look more 3D and more, like, realistic as the characters would be, but not as they actually are in the video games, which is fine, because it's cool to have, like, a different, I don't know. They have to look different for the movie, I guess. But the new Ratchet and Clank movie, the characters look the exact same as they do in the movie, as the in the video game. So I'm kind of wondering why Sly Cooper didn't go that route and keep the same like look of the character models, or at least pretty close. They could have made them look a little more realistic, but Sly and Bentley and Murray look nothing like they do in any of the games. But I don't know. I'm looking forward to both of those movies, by the way. Ratchet and Clank and Sly Cooper, even though I just said that I'm very skeptical. I'm excited, but I'm very wary of a lot of things. So, yeah. Like, the new Agent 47 Hitman movie came out, and it freaking bombed. And I wasn't very surprised that it did, because it didn't look that great to begin with. And Hitman, it's a great concept, and I like the video games a lot. But I don't... It's hard. I mean, they already made the Hitman movie, like, early 2000s, and that was okay. But, I don't know. It's just hard. It's hard to cross over, you know? And do something fresh and innovative with the same intellectual property, you know? I don't know. I'm just talking out my ass right now. While I drink some juice out of my Carnage mug. Look. Jeez. Oh, man, I miss soda so much. I miss it. And honestly, the first week that I didn't have anything caffeine-wise, I was losing my mind. I felt like shit, and I just wanted to kill myself. Another small thing I wanted to mention was that YouTube launched their new live streaming platform called YouTube Gaming, which makes a lot of sense because, I mean, that's what it is. And they launched it about a week ago, and I watched a couple live streams on it. It was pretty good. It was actually pretty innovative. They took the good parts of Twitch and put them in there and also, like, improved upon them. So, I don't know. It seems like it's a pretty a good idea. I couldn't figure out how to watch... I could watch the past broadcasts, but I couldn't watch... because one just went offline, and I wanted to watch it right away. So I went to the past broadcast, but it wasn't there yet. So I'm guessing that you have to wait a little bit until after it's been... I don't know. But it, with Twitch, it's usually, like, pretty immediately. If you want to watch the one that just happened, and you're like, oh, damn it, I missed it, and then you can just watch it from the very beginning. So if they do that, or maybe I'm just stupid and I didn't know how to do it, but I don't know. It seems pretty promising. I'm looking forward to seeing more people using YouTube Gaming as a streaming platform, and yeah, I think YouTube will do a good job. It's a good contender with Amazon now, with Amazon's Twitch. So yeah, girl. And the final thing that came out this week was a new Star Wars Instagram trailer. Hold on one second. And normally, I would make fun of something like this if it was an Instagram trailer for a movie. But since it's a movie like Star Wars, I'll let it pass. And especially because there was a pretty cool scene where one of the main characters, John Boyega, actually pulls out a blue lightsaber, which was like the money shot in a porn shoot. It was like, oh my god, I watched that scene, which is the only scene that's new in that trailer, by the way. It was 30 seconds. I absolutely creamed my pants. It was, oof, oh my god, I'm very excited about The Force Awakens, and also Rogue One, and all the ones to come, you know. Like, they've got some great casting, and they've got some great... it just looks good. It just looks great. And I'm so happy. I'm so happy that they're making more. I honestly thought The Revenge of the Sith was going to be the last one. And that would just be... a sin. It would be against God, I think. Don't get me wrong, I was maybe like 11 when I saw Revenge of the Sith, and I didn't mind it. But you gotta keep in mind that, yeah, I'm young, and when I went back and watched it, maybe a few years later, like 15, 16, I'm like, whoa, I get it now. This is awful. There's a few cool scenes, there's a few cool fights, but ultimately it's garbage doo-doo. I think it's the best one of the prequels, which isn't saying too much. But, yeah, the third one is just slightly better than the first and the second one. The first one's awful. The second one's awful. The third one is pretty awful, but it does have some redeemable moments. And I'm also kind of a sucker for General Grievous. He's actually one of my favorite Star Wars characters. I really wish they could bring him back somehow. There's no way, though, because he's dead, if you haven't seen it. But, yeah, he was cool. Like, I wish, I don't know, he was just weird, and I like that. I like the kind of uniqueness of him. I kind of wish, he had his own species, and there was more like him. Maybe ones that were a little more, I don't know, better at doing what they're doing. You know, he kind of sucked at being a bad guy, but I liked his character. He was cool, and his weakness was so, I don't know. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to the new ones, and I hope they're great. Because if not, they have to at least be better than the prequels, right? There's no way they're not going to be better than prequels, right? Am I just like, there's no way. I mean, I also said that about the new Fantastic Four movie, that there's no way it could be worse than the 2004-2005 one, and 2007 one. There's no way. But there was a way. Like, it's insane. 9% on Rotten Tomatoes? That's insane. Oh, that is... Oh my gosh. I'm so glad I haven't gotten to see it yet. I probably will see it eventually when it comes out for rental on Redbox or something like that. Just because I don't want to spend that much money on it. A dollar or two at the very most. And even then, I'm subjecting myself to an hour or two hours of garbage, of just trash, probably. And you know what? It'd be really funny if I actually turned around and I loved it. I was actually in the minority, and I got on the podcast like a few months later after it came out. I'm like, hey guys, I watched the new Fantastic Four this week, and I loved it. I don't imagine that will ever come out of my mouth for real, but hey man, you never know. Crazier things have happened. I don't know. If I actually turn out liking this movie, then I have to actually like sit down and think about who I am as a person and what I actually find enjoyable. Because if I find that enjoyable, I probably will find a lot of other shitty things enjoyable, which is fine. Because I mean, if I enjoy it, then who really cares what anybody else thinks? But I don't know. I tend to like have the same opinion when it comes to movies and anything really, as the general audience of what people like and dislike. But yeah, there are a couple times where I'm like, hey, this is actually pretty good, or yo, that kind of sucks. Why do you like it? But yeah, so that's pretty much it, guys. I do love you. I told you at the beginning. I know I told you at the beginning, but I'm going to tell you again, just to reiterate myself. And if you guys want to, you know, check out some comic books this weekend or this week, you can go check out Civil War Director's Cut, and that's basically just the Civil War story, but more. You get extra stuff, like the extra artwork and things like that, just bonus stuff. It's pretty cool. I think I checked out the director's cut before I checked out the original. So yeah, check that out. And also go check out Star Wars Rebel Heist. And that is just a great graphic novel. And it's only like $5 now, so you can get it really cheap at a Barnes & Noble or a comic book shop, doesn't matter. Just check it out. It's great. It's like a standalone graphic novel. It's pretty cool. And then also, go and check out Assassin's Creed. Oh gosh, hold on. Assassin's Creed, what is it called? Oh yeah, Subject 4. And it is pretty much an all like original story, and it has two different graphic novels combined together, and it's pretty cool. It actually is it's a very like unique storyline. So yeah, go check it out if you want. If you don't want to, I don't really care. Just know that I enjoy everything that I talk about. Everything that I say on the podcast, I have either looked at it before and wanted to read it, or I've already read it, or I just know it's great. So, yeah. Well, guys, I'll see you next week. I hope you have a great week, you know? Because life is only so short, and you gotta live it to the fullest, you know? YOLO and all that. Okay, bye.